Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Good thing we're not in the Olympics because you are now listening to Not Fast, Just Furious. I was late to Travis's house today, so we're recording a little late. I apologize. But thankfully, none of our last sexual partners were late. So that's good. And one more thing.
I'll drink to that.
Unfortunately, this will be our last episode. I don't know if you guys told anybody yet, but we all got signed to the Los Angeles Lakers free agency.
We're all going to LA.
So,
yep.
This will be
whether you're getting traded or we're getting signed.
We're going to LA, baby.
Nice.
No.
Break the glass.
You're gonna break the glass. What the hell did you do, bud? Are you good?
Yeah.
Did it cut your lip?
No. So I just. There it is. I took a drink of the glass and there's a shard of glass on the top of it.
Is that condensation at the bottom or is it leaking at the bottom?
No, it's not leaking.
Is it from a different glass, maybe?
Interesting.
It has to be from a different glass because it was in the top of the cup.
Was it just floating there or was it hanging on?
I don't know. It's just showing, though. Alright, well, anyways, that's not serious. That freaked me out. Okay, so
that's
we're.
A pretty big glass.
Yeah, that's a huge piece of glass. If I swallowed it, I could have cut the shit out of me.
Exactly. That wouldn't be good. I don't imagine how you can even.
A normal person would probably spill their drink out because it's got a glass in it, but that one's got a lot of whiskey in it, so I don't want to.
Just make sure your lips are tight when you drink it, okay, bud?
Just blog it. My teeth are filters. Alright, so welcome back to episode 36. We missed a few weeks. Summer is busy. And it makes it rough.
We just can't get our schedules lined up, so just bear with us.
I mean, we'll keep consistent with it, and I'm sure come colder months, this just gets better. I mean, just like last year when we started up, it was cold months. It was not as much to go on, so it was easy to be consistent. Mm-hmm. And
we went outside and have fun.
And a lot of us have outchanging events. Kramer moved Kansas City an hour away from us, and I'm finally in my house and really like starting to get stuff done, which is why this setup is new.
Yeah, setup. If you're watching on the YouTubes.
I found out quickly that just having a huge-ass table in one of your rooms is not efficient for anything other than podcasting, and especially since we weren't going weekly because we just have so much going on. I wanted to play a little, like, Root 2 Cowboy Shooting, so...
Root 2 Cowboy Shooting!
I got a gaming PC so I could play some Red Dead. And
if you'd like to donate any in-game currency to us on Red Dead, hit up Travis on Twitter.
I mean, I'll take whatever, and that is a... I don't know what my Twitter ad is. Actually, no, my Twitter, that's my ass and last name. Add me on Travis G900 on Snapchat. Get with me. Okay, so we're going to roll in. This one's relevant to us now, and honestly, I don't know. I never saw us talking about this on here, but class reunions. We have our first five-year, everyone except Kramer here.
Yep,
Kramer's a year older, but our five-year reunion is next weekend / this weekend.
I was going to say, it's supposed to be... Today, August 7th.
They got postponed by the people who started the event to next weekend, and turns out there was quite a few people who couldn't go next weekend, unfortunately, so
yeah,
I was like, let's just try to get everybody who couldn't go next weekend to go this week. We're going to potentially the most controversial concert we could go to right now, so... I bought tickets to a DaBaby concert with Jack Harlow probably 2 months ago, and I didn't realize how controversial DaBaby was going to become... And how little he would apologize or anything. Which I'm already locked in. I'm going to go. Honestly, if DaBaby can't come.
Paid for it, just might as well go.
And if DaBaby can't come and it's just like a Jack Harlow concert for some reason, you won't hear me, bitch. No. Nothing. But,
I like
some
Jack Harlow songs.
A lot. I'm excited.
Does it seem wild, though, that you guys have been out of high school for 5 years?
A little bit.
No, it does. It feels fucking weird. It feels real weird.
I've been out for six. My deadbeat class didn't even have a class reunion, so I mean...
Why didn't you play it?
It's
an excuse to throw a raging party.
Isn't it supposed to be the class president who set it up?
Our class president goes to neurologists weekly, so
yeah, true, but
he can't be doing it.
Is that supposed to be driving or doing anything physical?
Yeah, I saw him at Penn Express on
Tuesday.
Oh, it's
okay. He plays softball every weekend.
His
so.
Car drives itself.
He was going to a game before I hung up with him earlier.
Exactly.
But to me, it's crazy. I mean, I'm excited for it, but the closer we get to it, the more I'm like, well...
Closer.
If I can find a way out of it, I probably want to go, but I actually was the one who made the initiative.
No,
it is an hour and 24 minutes. I don't see a lot of ways out yet.
Yeah.
The thing is we're gonna go.
Nah, I'm excited though.
And we're gonna talk to people that we haven't seen in probably a couple of years.
Nah, you'll probably see the exact same people that you would.
No, I'm gonna see the same people I hang out with every week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's gonna start up.
It's
start
an
off.
Excuse to party.
It's just an excuse to party.
The only thing this does for us is
we used to party on fucking weekdays.
It gets the people who won't come out normally with us a reason more to come out. So like someone we haven't seen in a while, we'll see some people we haven't seen.
See, I'm the type of person that, like, I don't give a shit about my class to where it's like I don't want to see anybody. Like, I mean, the only people I want to see in my class that I see on a daily basis is Noah, so I'm okay with that.
I'm just like I'm a social person. You give me a reason to go talk to people, especially people I know, I'm not gonna stop. So
you give me an excuse to party. I'm going to party.
Yeah, I mean, I'm already drinking. No one else is, but it's fine.
I'm driving. I'm going to the gym after this.
I got a Sprite, so.
It's fair. It's fair. But it's crazy to me. I mean, I know most places probably don't do 5 years. That, but to us, it's crazy to think, like, I'm getting kind of old.
No, I'd go to, like, a 25-year thing. But, I mean, then again, I don't feel like I'm going to be in St. Joe at all.
Actually, I got a fucking random question that just popped in my head. How much do you think you changed from high school?
I've changed a lot.
All that has changed is my stomach, my face.
I can grow facial hair now, kind of.
My stomach got fatter and my face got hairier.
You're still looking good, bud.
Oh, I've always looked good. That's never been a question.
No, I'm definitely not the same person I was since I was.
If your 18-year-old self met you right now, would he be surprised?
I'd probably
be
proud.
He'd be like, wow, this dude's a prick.
Exactly. He would be like, no, that's what I would be right now.
He would be like, how did you become such a douche? And why do you do things you do every day? Like, I think he would just be like, that is crazy. I never foreseen you being who you are now. But
I would feel like
I was way meaner when I was 18.
We're meant to be flip flopped.
Do what?
I feel like me, current me, and 18-year-old me were meant to be flip flopped.
See, I'm the same way.
I kind of agree with you.
Yeah. If you know Zach, you know how he is now. It's not a bad thing, though.
It was a bad thing, Jay.
I don't know. I feel like
okay.
You saw my haircut in high school.
What's okay. You're talking about your parents.
We need to post a picture of Zach on the Twitter account from when he was in high school.
Before that,
you don't mind,
I'll do a 90. I have the perfect picture on my mom's fridge.
Did you have like the longest? Like you had long hair,
long
shoulder length.
Yeah. If you don't mind, I'd really appreciate.
Actually,
it.
I think I have a picture of me, Kane, and
we could. Yeah, we could. That'd be cool. I can find something.
I got a couple.
I look exactly the same. I'm just gay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, I want you to do this. Let's do this.
He looks like Brad Hall with long hair.
He does, actually. Zach, being the producer, I'm putting you in charge. Make a before and after for all four of us.
Submit your pictures.
All right, also.
All right, we'll do it after this. We'll do it after this.
I was completely baby face, so.
Jairus is a good one. You won't believe it's him. Jairus is a real good one. He doesn't even look the same.
I got a selfie of mine on my phone the first day of senior year, so I'll send that to you.
I got one of me taking poop in senior year. Should I send that one?
Yeah. I can send some good ones.
That's fucking good.
My 18-year-old self would really be amazed with our ability to make memes. They'd be happy with that.
Wait, your 18-year-old self will not expect you doing a podcast almost every day.
No, mine wouldn't. Mine wouldn't at all. I was quiet.
I was hoping to be in Major League Baseball by now. I ain't happening. And I get to talk it for a living.
I wanted to move.
I don't know what the fuck I want to do at 18. Honestly.
I wanted to move, and I just bought a house in here, so.
I think I was more worried about just, like, fucking graduating high school and actually living in one house, because at that time,
yeah, you were moving.
I was fucking bouncing. I was literally, senior year, I literally lived in 5 different houses. And, like, this 8-9 months we were in school. So that fucking sucks.
I pledged for a frat when I was 18.
Are you serious?
I did rush week. I went through all of it. 2 frats.
That's
at Missouri Western.
Wow,
I hung out with them all week. I was so in on it. And then just some events unfolded where I found out their morals weren't lined up to mine. So I kind of...
So you wouldn't suck the repeater is what you're trying to say?
No, I wasn't...
You wouldn't let them suck his
repeater. I mean, I don't know if that's where it was. It was kind of a do where they made it clear that they don't respect women very much, which I don't respect women
facts.
At all, but that's a joke. I mean, like, respect women in, like, funny joking around, but they are very not good. I got
out of that. Hold on. Out of who gives a shit?
Nah.
I'll say who you just text me.
I don't know names or nothing.
No. It's just like, not the frat in general.
I don't know, but they're shut down now.
Well, say the name then.
I don't remember the name of it, though. Because you have Fidel. It's Teeks. Teeks and Moab. Teeks. I don't know what their thing is.
Oh, the Teeks up at...
They shut down.
Northwest were shut down. I think they're back now.
They're back. The ones in St. Unless the one Moab came back when I left. I don't know. They went under a change in college after I graduated. I need to hang my diploma up in here in like a ridiculous frame.
Gosh, don't fucking...
Be so douchey. Be real douchey.
I still want to hear your...
No, my college diploma.
I don't know where my college
diploma is. I don't either.
You put your college diploma in like a big ass box and put your high school diploma on top of the box.
I mean, it's somewhere.
But you can open the box,
Jay.
Huh? Yeah, you can open the box.
No, you use the high school diploma as a paperweight to keep that thing down so you don't want no one to touch it.
Honestly, I have not a clue where
my
degree is.
My mom took it after graduation, so I'm out.
My parents gave me mine. That was a bad idea. I graduate college and I get this. I'm like, this is really cool. I just had it sitting in a folder. My mom was so pissed when she found it. She said, put that in a fucking frame. What are you doing?
My mom, I wasn't living with my, when we graduated. So she took my caffing gown, which I don't have my cap. I have Carter's cap.
Yeah, I remember that.
So when we threw all of the air.
They got all mixed up.
I just grabbed one of those Carter's. Thankfully, he's my cousin, so he didn't really give a fuck. But yeah, I got Carter's cap and I got my gown, and then she has my little tassel hanging on a little china plate shit.
I think all my stuff was like my Lampion stuff. I was a smart kid in school.
You're a nerd.
I couldn't be a Lampion because I went to Hilliard's. So I was doing well like the first 2 years, but it's not considered an honors class, so I'm there half the time, so my GPA goes really far down.
That's stupid. So stupid.
I mean, it doesn't really do much for you. I don't do anything.
I mean,
it's good for like college and shit, but you already had a fucking four.
Not four. Fuck, I didn't have a four. I put it out of pocket. It was ass.
Like, you already knew where you were going, though.
Paying out of pocket still. Hey, we got our, this is, people, if you are paying student loans right now, you can wait till January 1st.
They extended it again?
Yeah, it's January 1st now.
We're never going to pay these bugs.
I mean, hey, I'm not mad about it. If I don't pay my stuff,
I just don't like it sneaking up on me, because I know at some point I'm going to forget about it. I'm going to get billed. I'm going to be like,
this is the crazy thing. I've already forgot about mine. They're just extending it for me.
That's what I did. I forgot to make a payment.
September is when they're supposed to undo it, and now it's the January 1st, and so it's like, I'm okay with it. It's going to keep getting pushed back. So I'm hoping by then...
Is it kind of like squatting? If it goes far enough, they own them now. It's their problem.
Honestly, I think that's how it should go.
Yeah, I haven't made a payment. This is your problem now. But
just delay it until they're forgiven.
I mean, that's a bold move.
Mark, unless if you file bankruptcy, you have stuff to pay for it.
I don't know.
I'll declare bankruptcy right now.
See, I don't think... You can't just
you can't.
Declare
you
bankruptcy,
have to,
though.
You have to actually have some...
Whoa, Michael Scott did.
Yeah,
I declared bankruptcy. He's like, you can't just yell it. You declare bankruptcy, Michael. Yeah, you take your dog if you went bankrupt.
I took my dog.
Alright. We can move forward.
We would buy it if they took Luna. How about that?
No, I think they would probably give Luna back. They might just give
Luna
back.
Luna's crazy.
Luna's wild.
I love that little bitch.
Speaking of your dog, when are you going to get the rest of your fence pit in?
I started working on the back fence line.
That looks nice over there, though.
It's fucking... The ground's so dry right now.
Shitty-ass neighbors.
That ground's so dry. I was out there trying to dig it yesterday, and I was getting, like, anything lower than, like, two. It was just bad. I couldn't even get a fucking dug.
We went playing golf yesterday morning, and the ground was fucking super warm.
I'm about to go rent a digger and make, like, Zach run the digger with me one day. I think I could probably get one for, like, 60, 70 bucks.
You push in the ground, you punch it up, and pull it out.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Oh.
It took me over half an hour yesterday to get one like 15 inches deep. There's so many roots. I'm about to just go rent one of the motorized ones, and you just hold it over with someone, and it goes down.
15 inches platform.
That sounds badass.
15 inches.
Jairus, I'm going to go down.
That's a bad idea. We can roll forward a little bit, which I know Zach and I are probably the ones who primarily care about this. Although this... was going to be dated.
It's a good discussion.
Can I make the announcement?
Yeah, and I think
EDC season is approaching.
And it's funny because I knew last week when we missed, I was like, dang, we're not going to get to talk about the Kanye album release. And then I thought, and I was like, we could talk about that in another month if we wanted to. We'll be fine.
I just understand why he, like, waits.
Oh, he's just getting it perfect. Getting it perfect.
See, I thought it was anticipation of, like, all right, people are talking about it.
Nah, his fan base is big enough. It doesn't matter. He draws music, it'll be the biggest thing on the internet.
He drops clothes, and that's the biggest talking point for 2 days.
Yeah.
That's true.
Let alone his fucking music.
He did a private...
Especially after his first album after the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
People gotta be fucking listening to that.
What's after that? It's after his like devout Christian album. People are seeing me make music not like that, and they're excited.
Well, here's the thing too. Why is Kim dressing like how Kanye's dressing right now?
I think it's weird. And she does it so slutty too. Like last night, Kanye wore like baggy jeans that were black and like a bulletproof vest, and she wore skin tight black leggings and a skin tight black shirt.
And a fucking mask with like zips over the fucking eyes and shit. It was wild.
But it's kind of wild. I know he did a Mercedes-Benz Stadium. If you didn't know, he's been living there for what? About a month now?
Atlanta, Georgia. He's for the Falcons playing.
Yeah.
He's living inside Mercedes-Benz.
Have you seen the room?
No.
It looks like a fucking jail cell.
Yeah, you haven't seen all the memes of him like getting up for bitch? Bro,
it looks like a fucking jail cell.
That room's half the size of this, and he's just got a twin size mattress on the floor.
That's it.
And he's been living there.
I think he's got a little clocker TV or something.
Yeah, that's where he's living.
Why?
Dude, he's trying to make himself get the album done.
That's in Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
He's been living there.
No, wait, that's Kanye right there?
Yeah.
Dang, he's got like a full 15-inch.
He did a live stream 24 hours before the release. Well, it's like, he slept for like 4 hours, and he just gets up with a huge boner and walks to the bathroom. That's what that picture is from. He just gets up with a fucking rock hard, looks at the camera, and he's still got the mask on. He slept in the mask.
That's kind of terrible.
And he gets up and just walks past the camera. It's like, what the fuck is going on?
That's wild.
Which he's now done two listening events, and they both were $20 tickets for level 2, $50 for level 1. And that's what the tickets cost to go to the event. It was very hard for me to talk myself out of not going to the first
event. If he does it again, fuck you,
though. No, we gotta teach Kanye a lesson if he hasn't heard it. I'm not going.
So the listening event, are these people there just to listen to his new album?
Yeah, it's like a free...
Well, the first one he did, it was literally like, he stood out there and they just played the album. But it's crazy if you watched it, because he was pulling out shit during it. He was out there mixing sounds on the album while he did the show.
He was trying to fix it.
And he was changing the order of the songs and stuff. He was reading the crowd to see what he wanted to do.
So I'm guessing they were not allowed to film anything.
People were, because he did one in Las Vegas about a month ago. And people said the one he did in Las Vegas sounded just like his Christian album. And then the one he did in Atlanta was entirely different. And then the third one was quite a bit different, too. Like, he keeps changing all of it.
He doesn't know what the hell he wants to do.
Yeah, the second one, there was a lot of theatrics and stuff, though, in it. Like, the thing where he, like, had the straps and he, like, just got ascended into the sky.
I've seen that. Okay.
He did a lot of theatrics in the second one.
He had a choir, that's what it's called. A fucking big-ass choir.
Well, it was a Sunday service choir.
I don't know who it was. But, yeah, they came out on the last one he did. I watched a little bit of it.
Which what is funny on this is this: the listing of it was Thursday, and we record on Saturdays. And I changed. It's been trending for 36 hours. Donda has, and I would say since then it's trended more often than not the top like 2 or 3 on Twitter.
It's been like that a couple weeks.
I mean, it's been like that since last Thursday, or even before last Thursday. I mean, I just think it's crazy to think about the impact, and I mean, big deal that music comes out.
It just shows how much like he pulls.
Oh, it's cool. He hasn't posted on social media in over a year.
Really.
Yeah.
So that all happened? No, I thought he was posting when he was trying to run for president.
The last one he tweeted was in 2021. Or 2020. It's been pretty much a year.
What'd he say?
I've seen it. It was nothing. It was like talking about the election. Because he stopped posting when the election got counted.
Just smart for
him. He never posted again. And then he posted a little bit more. But when he was trending and all that happened, that was before he even... he hadn't been active on social media in a while.
Pretty good though, because sometimes his tweets are stupid as fuck.
I like it. I like the one where he's like tweeting about the underappreciated emojis. It's like the British dude in the big hat, and he's like, "Why doesn't anyone use this? This is a great emoji." He just go on rants. It was crazy.
Yeah, the last tweet he put was on the 4th.
Yeah.
The day after my birthday.
November 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he had been active on social media. He announced the event, the album coming, and he trended for 3 days straight without even saying anything. But it's insane. It's the following insane.
This dude literally took a picture of himself writing in the ballot.
Yeah, he did. He took a picture of his ballot and posted it, which is very illegal. But
well, you gotta do him.
Well, they ain't gonna do nothing.
Exactly.
But this one, next one we'll go to, this is a... I mean, it's so hilarious. I don't care if it's a little dated. It happened a couple weeks ago. But Jeff Bezos goes to space. So, at the same... pretty much the same time as Musk launched SpaceX, they set up, Blue Origin. That was Bezos' company. And he had three people boarding a rocket made by them. It traveled 3 times the speed of light, and it went to 25,000 altitude. It went to the edge of space. It didn't actually go to space. And then it descended by parachute into the Texas desert, and from the chute to the land, it was roughly 10 minutes. And he went to, like, Twitter afterwards and was just talking shit out of people in space. He was just shit-talking people.
I seen the press conference or whatever, and he was like, thanks taxpayers or some shit like that.
Yeah.
He said, thanks all Amazon workers for allowing me to do this.
And this is hilarious by Neil deGrasse Tyson, sorry. The net worth of Jeff Bezos, he added Jeff Bezos in this too on Twitter, is about $200 billion. A stack of that many dollar bills would reach twice as high as his Blue Origin rocket launch did. He was trying to flex up people going to space. His money is literally taller than how much he can go with his full space program.
And then like, he was wearing a damn cowboy hat.
He did it like one of us would have. It was childish.
Do you think he had a gun? He brought a gun up there just in case?
I'd be him, probably.
Why would he even bring a gun up there, though?
You never know, dude. You're Jeff Bezos going to space for the first time. You don't know what's up there. You know what they told you is up there.
But he literally went straight up, fell, then parachuted. That's all he did.
That one dude, a few days prior, I can't think of his damn name, but he went up to space. But he actually hit the actual outer edge of it, too. So he actually legitimately went into space.
Really?
I can't think of his damn name. There's another dude that was like a billionaire. But I also saw someone tweeted out saying, won the divorce with him and his wife? She's not on Earth. He literally had to get out of Earth.
She ran him out of this planet.
Which part is he? I cannot believe she fucking. I get why she did it, like get the divorce and shit. But like he doesn't give a fuck.
What do you?
He's already made more money after the divorce than what he gave.
Richard Branson.
What do you do when you're worth $200 billion? Like, I think
go to fucking space.
I just feel like that's what you get to because you're bored. Like, cause you can do anything else. Like, there's nothing else in the world you can't do.
I mean, you can try to end world hunger.
Well, no, why would you do that?
Not Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff, no. Gosh, that dude.
Depends what you believe. A lot of them guys believe you need that type
I'm
of
curious
stuff.
How he's, I'm curious how he was able to get to the spot where Amazon's at today.
Perfect timing. First, perfect business model at the perfect time.
True. It's flush.
It was fucking smart. He was the first one to do it.
And deliver to your door. Everybody's fucking lazy. I'm lazy.
Like, I know now Amazon Prime is starting to be less of a thing, but when Amazon Prime first came about, it was fucking unreal.
When the two-day shipping, I said it was legit.
Yeah, it was unreal because all he did was build warehouses all across the country so he could get things to people faster.
Have you heard people mention about those, though? The ex-workers and shit?
Oh, yeah. Workers hate it. Because they put on the big front like it's all fucking perfect. It's just a
warehouse job.
Yeah,
it's just a warehouse
job. South Park made fun of it, too. South Park's funny.
And I see a bunch of, what's it called? It's some YouTube channel I watch. And it was a bunch of ex-Amazon workers and watching that, like, the little, like, 3-minute snip or whatever. And a bunch of them said that's exactly how it is. Legit. I'm like, they should not be saying that because it's fucking South Park and they're there to make fun of you guys.
I got a buddy right now that works for Amazon. I could actually get a hold of him and see if it's actually true.
That's
his job if you say his name.
Yeah. Jeff Bezos is always listening. Or he's not
his
even
name
in,
is Skip.
He's not even in there anymore.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos is not even in there.
Yeah, he stepped down as a CEO.
He's sold. Sold out. He took his money in a run. He's trying to buy the Broncos.
The name of Kramer's Insider is Jeff Bezos.
He's got a big head. Make him
I got. I, it's weird just looking through my contacts. Just looking at
cowboy heads.
Which... I'll let you roll with it now because we can do the deal you have in the rundown next, Kramer. All
right. So Olympics are around here, boys.
USA.
It's literally. Oh yeah. You go there for the Olympic sport and all that, but it's a complete fuck fest the entire time.
Oh yeah.
They hand out condoms no matter what. They actually ran out of condoms in the 2016 when they were in Brazil. They give them a package full of condoms, and like there's this year they were like, you know what, we're going to scale back. Here's your goodie bag. Still, there's still a little bit of condoms in there, but. They actually made sure the beds were not legit beds. They were cardboard box beds. Like, you can only fit 2 people on there. More than one person, to be honest, that bed's going to break. The only reason why I'm trying to do that is to limit the sex, I guess, in the Olympic Village. And because they didn't want COVID to spread.
Well, you also have to think about it. It's kind of fucked up because you know how many people probably have babies there that never... I mean, look at, like, Karl Malone's kid. He made the fucking NFL. Like, you know how many times that happens? These athletes just leave kids over there?
Well, true. But also, if you're an athlete, you don't need a fucking bed to fuck. You literally have everywhere that you can do whatever you want.
I'd argue you don't even need to be an athlete to do that.
That's true. No, I'm saying one of the athletes there. You don't need an athlete. You don't need that damn cardboard box bed.
As Kanye West once said, I want to fuck you hard in the sink.
And I've done that before.
I didn't even know that.
In this house.
My vanity is too small to break.
After that, I'll give you something to drink.
Oh, it's happening.
Oh, no, I should get herself something to drink. I just did a bunch of work. Fuck her.
Moving on. Respect. No, but yeah, no, that... The cardboard box thing, the one, I think it was the Israel baseball team, actually got, like, they were just getting on top of the bed just to jump on it and see if it would break, and it broke. But, like, they were literally testing the stuff out.
Just, how many grown men jumped on this bed to break?
Yeah. To be honest, I didn't read the full article, that's what I've heard. So, a baseball team, it wasn't the United States, so that's...
It sounds like some United States team would do.
Oh, the United States baseball team, they just lost to the silver, they got silver medal, they lost to Japan this morning. But
damn.
Yeah, no. The cardboard box bed just limits sex because they didn't want to spread COVID around the Olympic Village. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's
where are the Olympics this year? If it doesn't make me stupid, that
okay, it's in Tokyo.
Another weird question I just thought of: if you were in the Olympics for fucking, would you take gold because you're fastest or because you're that good at it?
I wonder how Michael Phelps did. He's swimming in a lot of stuff, if you know what I mean.
Drugs,
Michael Phelps. That's still like my favorite thing. Everyone used to watch Toshman all the time. He was like, people are ashamed of Michael Phelps. Like, imagine the bong rips that dude hits.
Oh, his lung capacity.
Yeah, they're like, he has so much capacity.
Can you imagine? It's like, stupid. You probably had like a minute of smoke just coming out of him.
Well, dude, like anything he could do like that. You know how much his fucking inhaling, how much he can inhale is insane.
Well, did you see his I remember his breakfast routine was like 8 pancakes, a pound of eggs, or something like
really?
That.
Really?
Just like, yeah, dude, yeah, that's his morning, like.
He's badass.
He needs that carbs to when he's like going down swimming. Then he's actually swimming in the competition.
Have you heard Pat McAfee talk about when Larry Thompson was getting drafted? Oh, he posted that picture of the bong mask. Yeah, I don't remember who the manager was for the Colts, but he's like, cause the Colts had an early pick, I think. I think they had like 9 or 8 or 10 or something like that. And I guess allegedly Pat McAfee called him and was like, draft this motherfucker, draft him right now. He's like, I've done rips like that off max like that. He said, if you do that, you have to have fucking lungs of steel. Get draft that man now.
Pat McAfee.
Didn't he drop all at Miami?
And he was not. He isn't that great.
It's wild because he's the main reason. He's the main reason why Miami's actually on the come up right now.
They got a lot out of him.
Exactly. Texas are stupid, but...
He wasn't impressive either.
Texas is going to be so fucking bad. Well, we will talk about... We'll have a whole NFL episode.
Yeah, we should have an NFL episode.
No, we will before the season starts.
We'll just take
we might live stream our draft that we're going to probably...
If we're doing it,
yeah, if we're doing it.
What draft?
Fantasy football draft?
Who's?
Lemons.
Oh, I'm not in that.
We should get one for, like, not fastest, furious people.
We don't have enough people.
We can find people. We get the people who listen to us.
We could.
We can get Brody and Cam for sure.
Brody, Cam, Noah.
What's that?
Noah would definitely do it.
I'd auto draft.
Zach would auto draft.
He'd probably get Dylan too. If I asked him.
Alright, we'll talk more about this off air. But yeah, no, well, that's no sex on the beds.
If you guys want to roll,
my bad. I like that idea, Jeff. Love Jeff, like live stream and shit.
I have five. Would you rather?
All right, let's.
I have one. Can I do one?
I totally forgot to go.
I don't have a would you rather. Cause
wait. Let me see. Is this one that you have?
Oh, while you're showing that, I have news of myself personally. I'm a professional golf ball picker now.
I don't know that.
All right, I'm
gonna go. T-shots.
Yeah, no, that's... Dude, that job is so stupid. It's so great. Like, I love it. It's just, like... Driving around.
Dick dog fucking around. Baby.
Just picking up golf balls. I'm not mad about it.
Okay. Would you rather have hands for feet or feet for hands?
Hands for feet.
Same. Because, like...
I'd be like a monkey.
Exactly.
I would, yeah, and I'd do hands for feet because I think...
You just have the same leg strength?
No, sure.
But here's the thing. Would it be like my regular hands right now?
Yeah.
I don't know. How can I keep my balance?
I don't know how.
Because
you got all these points of contact. So, you're like a cat.
So, it's like hand off of, what's that movie?
Adam's Family.
So you're like up like that the entire time. Like, so you can have...
That'd be like walking on your toes. That'd hurt. You feel like you'd walk on your palms out like a monkey.
I feel like you'd have to go on all fours pretty much the entire time.
Well, not like knuckles, but yeah. We'd be devolving with this.
We would fall back a little, couple more.
We'll have to figure it out for like another 100 years or so. I mean, we can figure it out.
can't do hands and feet because it's like this.
I can't say that.
But, I mean, I can actually grip stuff with my toes and pick it up.
Yeah, if I'm like, if it's fucking just sitting on the floor, if it's moving, I can't.
Yeah, like a monkey could snatch a bird out of the air if it's one of its back feet.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, exactly. Like, a human can't do that with their toes.
So you're kind of like Nightcrawler off of X-Men.
Honestly, a little bit, yeah. A little bit.
I don't know.
He just crawls around and shapeshifts.
That's pretty
teleports.
Cool.
Or teleports, sorry, yeah. He don't shapeshift. He teleports.
He teleports, why does he crawl?
Because he crawls while he teleports.
Yeah, he's like, he can like...
It's freaky as shit.
It really is. Nightcrawler's my favorite.
I know I have five. We'll go through them. Would you rather have hands that keep growing as you get older or feet that keep growing as you get older?
Hands.
Feet. I think I'd rather have bigger hands, too.
I think I'd have bigger feet.
I don't have to buy shoes all the time. I have,
no, are you like how growing size cow, 14. Like, growing at a steady pace or you're getting like ridiculous?
I don't know.
So like you grow an inch every year.
An inch every year? I'm definitely going hands.
I'm going with feet.
Imagine 90-inch hands. It'd
be wild.
No, you couldn't use anything.
You couldn't use your feet either.
I would
even
clown feet. At least my feet could just be like fucking put out and I can still use my hands and become a shut-in.
I like shoes too much.
Here's the thing. I'll also go barefoot and like just imagine me being a swimmer. I would just cover so much surface area.
You could about walk on water.
Like one of them lizards that run so fast the water just stays on.
Yeah. Big enough feet.
No, I'm staying with the feet.
I'm going hands. Bigger hands.
Feet.
All right. Oh, so you like the feet idea now?
I started out with feet.
At least
okay, hands. This is the only one. That was the only one that I had. They get more ridiculous.
All right, good.
Okay,
go.
So would you rather have every cat or dog that gets lost end up at your house or everyone's clothes that they forget in the dryer get teleported to your house?
Clothes.
Really? I'm foreseeing some, like, fat... Okay, so...
Do you know how many pets get lost?
Every cat or dog that gets lost ends up at your house. Or every pair of, like, any clothing grommet that, like, gets lost in the dryer ends up at your house. I see, like, a lot of fat girl G-strings ending up in my living room. I'm not cool with that. Maybe, like, three or four of them tied together.
I don't know.
If they're fat girl G-strings, they should be able to find it.
No, they get stuck.
It's like, I don't know. Who knows what cool shit people might forget in their dryer that gets teleported to your house.
These socks, the feet are gross.
You're
going to
sift through a bunch of G-strings and socks, but like, you might find some nice shoes or something.
Hold on, don't tell me I won't.
You don't know.
How would you find shoes? Those shoes don't get lost in the dryer.
I'm not really into my dry their shoes. I don't even wash their shoes.
I wash shoes. I don't dry
shoes. I wash shoes.
But so some psycho might dry their shoes.
Do you dry your shoes?
Not these, no. I don't even wash my shoes to dry it. The fuck?
So,
that's what.
All right, here's a question for you guys then. Have you guys ever left anything in the dryer and just like forgot it was in there, so you're transferring it from like dryer to basket?
I leave stuff in the dryer.
I always
so
double
long.
Check.
I had
a load of clothes in the dryer for a week and I was pissed because there's like three so shirts in there I just couldn't find and then they're all wrinkly. I'm like, fuck.
I actually left clothes in the freaking dryer yesterday and they're still in the dryer now.
I started loading laundry in the dryer before I came here.
So that's why you really.
No,
I don't know if there's a win on this one, honestly. That's a lot of animals.
Hey, I'm saying the clothes for me because the animals that'd be a lot.
Do I find the dog's owner?
No, you could try. You could try.
So you're telling me I'm gonna have a fucking just thousands of dogs sitting outside my yard
or a room dedicated to clothes, basically.
A room dedicated to clothes, you can easily dispose of that just by starting a fire in the backyard and just throwing them out there.
I'll sell that shit.
Jay
would open a Plato's closet.
I got those food closets in my room.
At least you know the shit's clean because they just came out of the dryer.
That's true. I don't know. Some people I've seen, I don't care if it's been clean. It ain't clean.
Well, yeah,
there's only 2XL shit. Fuck y'all, I'm taking that.
Jerry's never buy clothes again.
Exactly. I'm walking around fucking... Hey, you still on my shirt. You forgot the dryer, bitch.
All right. So would you rather have someone secretly give you LSD on a random day?
Yeah.
Fuck.
And time, once every 6 months. Or have everyone in the world all take LSD at the same time once every 5 years.
I want
everybody in the world to take LSD.
You know how hectic that is going to be for however long that lasts.
It's hours, right?
I would assume.
How long does LSD last in your system?
I'd assume hours.
I thought it was hours. I've heard, like, what's his name? Belfort talk about it.
Before Belfort?
No, Jordan Belfort.
Oh.
Yeah,
when I go straight to Vitor Belfort, like, you'd bring him up because he's ready.
No, he just does steroids. But Jordan Belfort did everything. I'm choosing.
Besides, probably steroids.
Oh, what's that one tweet I was talking about? Fucking He said he'll still take a nap if put in front of him.
I still haven't seen that movie.
It's a really good movie. It's just so fucking long. Like, there's a lot of parts that you don't need to see.
I need to watch it.
But he's came out and debunked a lot of, not a lot of it, but like everything that's not. He said he goes through like bit by bit and like it's happening like this, but also happened like this more than like this. So like the movie scene, like the scene where Jonah Hill's like, "You show me your pay stubs right now, I call my boss and quit."
I get what you're saying.
On a movie that happened in a restaurant, he said it happened in a hotel room. So he's like, "That really didn't happen. It's just not in the same spot."
Yeah.
So Hollywood effects.
12 hours.
Twelve hours.
As long as it can go.
I would say it affects people differently. I would say if everyone in the world does it, though, one, it's crazy, and then two, there's no negative effects to this. Like, it's just everyone has to do it.
No, everyone has to do it, but then people are going to be like, I kind of want to do that again.
But what if it's
so
like...
Long,
I got to wait 5 years.
It's like a purge where everybody gets like a certain amount of time to prepare.
What about all the essential...
I mean, I just...
What about all the essential jobs? Is it like the purge where everyone's just looking forward to this one day?
No, here's the thing.
Everyone's
I
would just like, snap, everyone's just taking
it, LSD. It needs to be like this. When, like, say you go to bed, you wake up, there's a box on your porch.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
And that's your LSD.
And it says you have to take this when you get up.
And, like, boom. It's like a federal offense. Like,
if
this
isn't
done
there's
by...
There's cameras looking at you.
Yeah, if this isn't done by, like, 10 a.m., like...
I mean, clearly this camera's looking at
you. You're gonna die.
I'm doing it once every 6 months.
Your body is relying on the LSD to live.
A what?
So you have to do it or you die.
Regardless?
I feel like every 6 months is more bang for your buck. You're going to get way more LSD.
I don't want to take LSD. That's the thing.
Well, I'm not saying I want to either, but I love free shit.
I don't want to take it. So, I mean, I'll stay every 5. I'm going to do that twice a year.
But like he said, if you had managed to get hurt, then you have to go to the doctor, and they're helping you. They're on LSD, too. So like,
cops can't arrest you if they're on LSD.
Well, yeah, but then if you get hurt, you go to the hospital, they're all on LSD.
Someone is having a bad reaction to their LSD, and they break in your house, just fuck you up. Cops are on LSD. They're not coming. Ambulances...
But they're also on LSD as well. So both of you guys aren't feeling nothing. So therefore, it's like it's
counterintuitive. Someone fucks you up and you don't feel it, and you don't call anyone.
It's like a drunk bro taking out someone else. He's not going to feel it.
He did feel it.
Yeah, he was. Brody got his ass beat. Look at
it. It does look like Brody lost it.
I love accusing.
He's got a bunch of scratches.
Brody, fuck that guy up.
All right. Jack off animals all day.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
For a job, 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week. Or run a daycare of 4 kids, because that's the most you can run, from post-maternity leave to middle school. Post-maternity is you can now leave your baby. Like, post, like, you're going back to work, your baby needs washed. So do you want to have to take care of 4 kids, random that age, or just jerk off animals for your job the entire day?
How much?
How much are you getting paid?
Same amount, but I don't know how much either are getting paid.
Same about.
Let's say $50,000 for each.
Hold on. Am I the one? I just ride on with the.
Well, yeah. Someone's got. Yeah, you're jerking off the animals.
Or you can't just like put a device like say it's like a pocket pussy for setting.
See, I don't think they do. I legit don't think they do that.
They do it for horses,
not for all. Not
but like some of them, like you got to put like your finger up their butt and shit, dude. You really do, yeah. Because I watched the Dirty Jobs where the guy talks about it, and they have to put their fingers up the turkey's butts. I've watched it.
I get those, right?
I mean, yeah, you can have those. Little Rock, chewing on your paws, little dog.
No,
he won't chew on the sofa. He'll chew on his paws.
That's a
bitch. I mean, you get gloves, either one. You get protected.
Either one.
You get protected.
Do I get to wash my hands after?
It's a job, so yeah.
I mean, I would say washing your hands is subjective at this point in time. I mean, you can only get them so clean after you just...
How many roundhouse kicks do I get to use on the kids?
Jerz, you're like running the daycare, so you have to keep honest.
So you have to be nice to these kids?
I mean, you're like running, you're taking care of them, yeah. Like
daycare's
our
ass. I don't like that.
Well, yeah, I know that.
Yes, you're right, though. If you're a new mother, I'm sorry. Daycare suck, though.
Kids suck. I'm sorry for you having a kid.
The only kid that won't suck is my kid, I'll tell you that.
All right, Zach. Where are you going? Jerking off animals or raising kids?
I'm raising the kids.
Yeah.
You're going to do the 4 kids or you
die? I don't know. It'd be kind of cool to I jerk off animals for a living.
I mean,
yeah, the other classroom, you're like, so what do you mean this high school? I'm just jerking animals off, bro.
Bro, was like this turkey the other day? He was a slut.
And they're like, what is it again?
Yeah, I had this turkey. Leland, how big do you think turkeys are?
Yeah. There's this certain horse that only I can jerk off. He loves
me. Oh, he likes my hands.
It's
crazy, because thank God I have these hands for feet, so I can just get 4 hands on it anytime I want.
He's all depressed. He's like, oh, years ago I've been single. I can't even jerk myself off anymore. I just do it all day at work. I can't do it. Yeah. I start to cry.
It's like you're sleeping. It's like, oh, fuck. That was a huge load. Gosh.
All right.
Who the fuck came up with this one, Trav? So,
it's off a... I think it's off another podcast. Someone at work told me about that.
All right. I'm still with the animals.
You're going animals, Jay?
It sounds kids. Terrible to say. I hate kids.
I don't like kids either, but I'm not fucking jerking an animal off.
I think I could at least, like...
You could at least probably quit that job, though. Like,
I could at least get used to the kids to where it'd be like, man, this really sucks, but I could get a rhythm. But I think just having to jerk off animals all day, I'm never really... I'm going to constantly be surprised. It's never going to be a comfortable job. Like, the kid thing, like, you can get in a rhythm and it sucks, but, like, the jerking off animals...
Is there a legit job that you can actually do?
There is a dude... I've seen the odd job, dirty jobs thing. They literally just... Because turkeys... The new turkeys can't have sex because of the way they're modified. So they have to manually... Like, for the way they feed them and shit and make them a certain way. Okay. So they can't have sex because they're too big. Like, ones that companies will grow, like, not grow, or whatever you want to say, raise for consumption.
Yeah, organically.
So, yeah, organically, by where they have to be synthetically have sex. But he has to, like, jerk the turkeys off and make them nut, and then get the nut, and then he, like, gets a baster and he puts it in the female turkey to get them pregnant and make kids.
He's literally a turkey jerk.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Like, and the dude on Dirty Jobs, like, this is insane, but these guys, like, this is literally the only reason, like, without this, like, there's no, like, Thanksgiving turkey. Like, this is the only way they can eat that much turkey.
That's why I don't eat turkey.
Oh, I love turkey. But to me, it's insane to think about.
Alright, thanks, Glenn.
Alright, would you rather have 7 dicks or cat whiskers?
Cat whiskers.
I kind of have cat whiskers right now.
I'm just trying to figure out the logistics of the 7 dicks, because that makes
sense. I'm curious of where...
Is it just one, like, huge dick?
No, how about your normal dick with a hexagon of dicks around
it? That's what I'm saying. Is it like a Medusa thing?
I feel like it has to be, like, in different spots. Like, of course, we're
if it's different spots, I'm definitely taking cat whiskers.
No, you get, like, both kneecaps, got elbows.
If I can't hide my dick somehow...
Your chin.
It'd be like Maury off fucking...
Rick and
Morty. No, not off Rick and Morty. Maury off Big Mouth. He's always losing his dicks. He's like, come on. He's got like 8 of them. He drops the box and all his dicks are running around.
I don't know.
It's
a stupid ass show. That's so funny.
I'd probably go cat whiskers too. I'm pretty much adept.
I think 7 dicks is really scary. It's very overwhelming.
Imagine trying to pee through like 2 of them at the same time.
Oh, that's the thing. When you do pee, do they all pee?
7 dicks sounds messy.
Sounds very messy. Imagine if like an animal was just had 7 dicks. You had like that's your job.
Like if Rock had 7 dicks, like just lived with me, how just big of an inconvenience that would be. Yeah, he has no balls because then Rocco had to get 14 balls removed. You know how expensive that is.
Oh, so you also get the balls too?
Yeah, sure you do. Sure, you get the balls too.
Oh shoot! That's probably. I mean, you've classified testicle science the perfect joke.
I mean, dude, honestly, like, yeah. I mean, pull your nuts at any point in time, it's hilarious. I'll laugh every time. This is the best God-given prop ever. Dicks are funny, dude. They really are. The oldest joke is definitely dick jokes. Like, the first joke was, like, some dude, like, pinching his balls and looking at somebody, and everybody was like, ha, 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 like, laughed at him. You know it's true. It was something stupid like that. All right, we have questions. Okay, so I saw there is a new YOLO-style deal.
Is there?
So, my snap is TravisG900. Like, TravisG900. I will be... 900 as in 900. I will be finding this app. It's easy to get. I think the... Someone showed me. It's called, like, Whisper or something?
Send it?
Yeah. So, it works. I'll be posting those back on Snapchat. And, I mean, all these guys should as well. Maybe we'll tweet our Snapchat so people can add us if they'd like. We're going to get on that. But, outside of that, we have just some random ones that I've added in here and Kramer's added in here. And, I don't know, we might as well just go through all of them, I guess. I don't know how long we're doing on time, but, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter.
We're good.
This one was actually asked by someone, and I added it in here for them. It was, what kind of dog are you? And I need to think.
It's like, what kind of dog I would be?
Yeah, like, what kind of dog you are?
I'll answer. I think I'd be a silver Labrador because sometimes I just feel like I'm annoying as fuck. And that's all she do.
That's all she do.
I love my dog.
I don't know. I really, because like there's a dog that I want. I feel like it matches my personality. The Shiba Inus. Like I think that's the dog I am.
I would say if you've met Rock, I think Rock does a pretty good job taking after me.
Rock is fucking wild.
So I'm going Jack Russell.
He goes down a leash.
Yeah, you can't put me on a leash either. I'll freak out.
But I was telling you to get pushed on a leash.
I don't know.
Oh shit! Has it already happened?
No.
That's geek shit.
You know how wild that would be if we just walk in that Travis is just like
on all fours walking around the dog car. Yeah.
I'll just turn right back around walking out like,
Hope's got on a full leather suit walking me around like a dog.
Just call me when you're all done, buddy. I'll wait.
You know, Jerry Stephen Knox, come in! Just so casual.
No, I walk in, he's like, sonny.
Yeah, I just playing it off. I'm watching Brad Hall videos.
My knob. I'll just call me all done. Right.
Oh, shit. Okay, Jerry, what kind of dog are you?
You're a bulldog. I really do like bulldogs.
Oh, that's funny.
Either a bulldog or a fucking.
Remember when David called you a bulldog?
That's the.
That was on my birthday.
Describe it, Drake.
A shepherd? Is that what it is?
Australian shepherd?
Australian or German?
The big ones.
German shepherd?
Not the tall ones, the big ones, not the fucking fat ones.
That's odd.
A shepherd?
Are
you thinking of schnauzers, like a full-grown schnauzer?
Maybe.
Are you thinking of
like a German schnauzer is full-grown. Schnauzers around here, you see, they're domesticated, like, a lot more. They're smaller, they're like lap dogs. A real schnauzer is just huge, fat, and hairy.
But, so Bernese Mountain Dog?
Yeah, maybe you're being... Bernese Mountain Dogs are really pretty.
Yeah, they are. They're huge, too.
So I don't know very many dog names, or dog types, I mean.
I'm big on dogs. I know a lot of dog breeds.
My second one would probably be a beagle for me, though.
My grandma had a beagle forever, and then... I went to a farm, which she told me, but we know what that means.
Okay. Yeah. Weirdest way you've been hurt.
That Cleveland
That was bad for you, too. That fucked you up, didn't it?
Yeah, I got a scar.
Yeah, when he got Cleveland, that fucked him up.
Yeah, that was not fun.
I fell out off a couch and hit the back of my head on a chest that my family's had forever. I'm being serious. It didn't knock me down or anything, but it fucking hurt really bad. Because I was sleeping with my back... I'll tell you the backstory. I was sleeping with my back towards it, and I had my phone on the charger. And I woke up, and my alarm going off. So I reached back to go get it. Well, I couldn't feel it, so I kept reaching and reaching and reaching. And I just eventually ended up falling off, and I hit my head on the edge of it. And it hurt.
Here's another weird way. In the truck, shoulder separated. Didn't realize it for like till 3 or 4 days. My arm was just throbbing, and yeah, and the truck doing extracurricular activities. What I was doing.
I got hurt sledding, but that's not very.
Probably the weirdest injury I had. Well, I have two that are kind of weird because I raced four-wheelers growing up, and I mean I had 3 years of racing all the time at this point in time, and some kids around the neighborhood made me to come ride, and they basically field just down the road, and I made literally a field with like two little jumps in it. And I go over there, and I'm just putting around with them. And I go to leave, and I roll my quad in the ditch. Before we were in a ditch, and I actually broke my wrist. I'm like 10, 11 years old. And this is like right in the middle of race season and everything. And it's like I've been going to all these races, doing all this. And I rolled into a fucking ditch, dicking around with all my friends, and broke my arm and like jeopardized my season. And then I also have, when I rolled my ankle at Jairus's house, we're like 16 playing ball. I tied my shoes tighter. We played ball for like 2.5 more hours. We hopped in the pool, played basketball in the pool. Ankle never got better. Went to the hospital 2 days later, and I had a hairline fracture and a normal fracture and then a chip. And it was just pretty much like all you did was just beat your leg up. He's like, if you just sat off after you sprained it, you might have been better. He's like, you just caused so much swelling and just tore so much up so fast. And it was really funny because it was just so fucking ridiculous. And I just...
That's not the dumbest thing, too.
Yeah. Everybody just called me a bitch all night. And then I show up like a week later and I'm on crutches. And Jairus's brother's like, what happened to you? I broke my fucking foot, dude. He's like, oh. Because they were like calling me a bitch because I was talking about sitting out. And I was like, fuck you guys. And I'll hoop. I'm a broken foot.
It's like Kobe tears Achilles.
Literally.
As long as you walk around with a boot and a fucking crutch.
It fucking sucked.
I did take an arm drag once and my sciatic nerve just completely went. And my lower back and... this was during wrestling training. I just was like, I rolled out the ring. I just laid on the ground like, it was bad.
How often do you fully clean detail your car? I'm probably...
Never.
I need to.
Once a year, twice a year, as much as I hate to say.
I don't.
I know. I don't, like, fully detail it, like, get the vacuum in there and, like, scoop everything out. I mean, I'll throw the trash away and stuff and everything tied up, like, maybe every other month.
I went through... I actually wiped all my shit down a lot before we went on a trip. I normally do before trips is when I do it, but... Mm-hmm.
I usually do like I just throw the trash out and I clean like the dash and shit, and I clean my I don't know what Kobo, but my speedometer on my gas shit is that little screen right there. I don't know what it's called.
The your dash area.
Yeah, I just wipe all that out. I don't obviously fucking take to a car wash, but I did clean my trunk out for the first time in like almost a year, about a month ago.
Oh boy.
I found
a bunch of my clothes.
Found some Travis clothes, found some blankets that we never used, found some towels we never used, found a bunch of buckets from buckets and
random bars.
Hey, okay, I want to do this question. All right. If something flew out your vehicle, would you go back to retrieve it?
Depends what it is.
So, about a month ago, I was driving to Platt City to go see Hope, and I bought a 3x3 foot piece of plywood. And I'm just driving, I hear like a loud rattle. And then I look in the back, I just see this piece of plywood just fucking fly out of the truck and hit a semi on the side and like broke it to pieces and shit. And I'm on a call, people, I'm like, holy shit! And they're like, go get it. I'm like, I ain't fucking getting that thing. I don't know what damage it did to anything. And it already broke, like, I don't need it. So I guess we might as well just round these out, to be honest with you. There's only a few. And then we can just reset a rundown after this episode. Right.
No, you assholes always freaking put
beer cans
in the back, and I'm driving to work, and they just keep flying out. All I hear is a... I'm like, God damn it, Zach.
It's like a bee's nest. You hear the rattling, then they...
they dart.
Yeah. Then they go sting someone. All
right. How often do you delete a tweet? I don't really ever tweet.
A lot more than I like to, admit.
That's where they're going.
Which, I mean, I don't tweet
much
at all.
What's the last thing you tweeted? And you deleted? Or can you actually say it?
No, I can't. What was it?
Can you actually say it?
Was it
I deleted a few Chiefs tweets once, because I was just, like, mad. And it wasn't, like, anything bad. It was just, like, it was something funny. Oh, it was when the Chiefs lost to the Patriots. It's not in overtime. I was tweeting so much crap on the Chiefs, so it's fine. I had to leave those later.
Zach, you don't really tweet much, do you?
Nope. Any social media, I don't delete.
You definitely don't delete off fucking Snapchat, I'll tell you that.
I actually censor myself a little bit.
It was Money in the Bank. I think I tweeted, like, a bunch of fuck yeses, like, fuck, fuck, fucking yeah, fuck, fuck, fuck. I got a bunch of them. Because either John Cena came out or Big E won, whichever one happened. I believe that one.
I like Big E in the main champion.
Yeah, that's the last one. I thought I deleted some on TV the other day, but I didn't. I have those up still.
I'm surprised you didn't try to delete it for you.
No, it's not. No, because I was fucking... I couldn't sleep, and USA game was on, so like, fuck it, I'll watch it. It was on Peacock and stuff, and I have it on my phone, so I was sitting there watching it, and KD was just going off. He had like 3 back-to-back-to-back...
Was that last night?
...straight buckets. No, this was the game before that, so either Wednesday or Thursday night. Mm-hmm. Just getting fucking buckets, and then about 2 possessions back to back, he didn't touch the ball, and I was like, "Get the fucking ball to Kevin Durant to get out of the way." Yeah, I didn't delete that. I did.
Got a name one restaurant you would never eat at, even if you were starving. I hate Applebee's. It's so gross.
Cheddar's,
Burger King.
I love Cheddar's.
I hate Cheddar's.
Even count Burger King a restaurant.
Burger King's dog shit.
If you count Burger King as a restaurant...
You made me eat Burger King like a month ago.
I thought it'd be funny. It wasn't.
Hold on. That was like 4 months ago.
No, it's been more than once. You were here that time too when you got all the nuggets.
Because I drove that time.
And
yeah,
we got like 60 nuggets, and I think we each ate like 5 apiece, and we were just like trying to force each other to eat them.
I know it's a joke, but like they do taste like deer ankles. It's not good.
They're disgusting.
Hold on. How do you know what deer ankles taste like?
Look at a deer ankle and tell me you don't think a Burger King chicken nugget tastes like that.
Alright, give me a second.
I'm trying to think. For some reason, Culver's is crossing my mind, but I haven't eaten Culver's in years. So, yeah.
It's just expensive.
It would be great, since we have a setup now, you can actually look up a deer ankle on your laptop.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that before I shut my PC down earlier. I can use this big team monitor.
You know what?
Yeah, that looks like a damn chicken nugget from, yeah.
There are just no They don't taste
like chicken. You know what I've seen a bunch of and I just don't think was very good at all? Chicago deep dish pizza.
I mean, I'm not a big deep dish guy.
No, I've never had it either, but it just doesn't look...
It doesn't look appetizing to me.
No.
You have to eat pizza with a fork and knife, and it's not good.
Yeah,
it's like a pasta. It's like a calzone at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, I've seen a bunch of videos of it. Just doesn't.
I don't care if we
offend. But I mean, I want to try New York style pizza because
I'm down
because that has what's more saucy.
Mm-hmm. David.
Portnoy. Taste Stone.
His fucking pizza reviews.
I want to see the one where he argues with the guy.
There's a lot of those.
Yeah, all.
Remind us when we're done recording. We will.
The one where he's arguing with the homeless lady who's like, "Don't record me." He's like, "I'm not fucking recording you.
I'm recording me."
Yeah. He's such a freak. I like the one when he sees the truck, like the big lifted truck, and he's like, "This dude's a douche. He's got a tiny dick," and he's like talking shit. And then the guy comes out and he's like asking if he can like sit in his truck with him and shit. And he just looks at you in the eyes and tells him he has a tiny dick. And the dude just stares back at him, doesn't know what to say. And he's like, "I think I'm gonna go ahead and get on out of here, man. It was nice of you to let me in here." He's like, "You just made fun of that dude to his face." And he's like a millionaire. This is so dumb. Why is he such a prick?
Is he the CEO of the Barstool?
He's the founder with Big Cat.
Founder, team president, everything.
Yeah. I've had to say this the other day in our group chat. Big Cal looks like he's lost a bunch of fucking weight.
Dude, he does that all the time. That dude fluctuates 50 pounds a year.
He looks...
He'll get back once the Walton...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Well, he'll do that stressing because the Bears suck.
Justin Fields is pretty much the Mitch Trubisky of the draft, so...
I remember watching him tweet about Mitch or Justin Fields and shit.
Justin Fields could have a Lamar Jackson type persona, I think.
I don't think he's a starter yet.
Andy Dalton.
He will
Red
be.
Rifle.
He will be.
Actually, I've read that Andy Dalton and Allen Robinson have a really good relationship.
Just like, why can't I think of his name?
Nick Foles is trying to get traded.
For San Fran.
Trey Lance?
Yeah.
Trey Lance.
Like, he's not going to play this year.
I've read Trey Lance had a really good training
camp. Garoppolo loses two games in a row. Trey Lance gets a starting job.
All right, that'll probably do it for this episode.
Yeah, we can roll up.
Lost Lake CBD is a longtime sponsor of us now.
Yeah.
What do you think we're going on? Like nine months? Have we had a baby yet?
Probably about 9 months. August. Yeah.
That baby's dope.
Wait, did we start? Oh, September when we first started.
It was actually either late September or early October because Halloween.
No, Halloween was like episode 9 or 10, dude.
Oh,
I think we might have started in August.
Last week, August started.
Yeah, I think it was last week August.
I don't know.
It looked pretty easily.
Either way,
keep talking.
I use it for anxiety. It's good for if you have any aches, pains. Like Kramer's used it for his wrist before.
Yep.
When he was unloading that piano.
But no.
We haven't told that story yet. We'll tease it for next week. Yes.
Our first episode was actually October 11th.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. So we're almost there.
Try to finish about a loss.
I used it. It works for me. Also, if you need help getting to sleep, it also helps you that way. It pretty much relieves the pain. It's not like your first stimulant to take a pain reliever. You can use that, and it's probably more genuine and true with you, with your body. So yeah, take that. It helped me out when I had my wrist messed up back in November. When I had my working out incident. Promo code FJF for 25% off your first order. You can also remake an email account with it, and then you can reuse that promo code NFJF, and you can get still 25% off no matter what. So yeah, do that, and cash is green.
Yeah, maybe we'll figure out a way to spend some of the money we've got off that soon. I don't know. Some talk about.
Maybe we'll upgrade our studio. Maybe get an eye for that robot.
That would be a good start. Let's get this robot an eye.
Or you can, you can donate money so we can get a robot.
Or you can donate an eye, honestly.
If you can just pick it out of your brain and just put it in. Just
I'll take any eye. I don't care what it's from.
Googly eye.
You heard it here. Mail trap an eye.
I'll get a P.O. If you want to send me an eye, we'll get a P.O. box and I will give you the P.O. box.
No, just drop it off at the neighbors.
Well, the note says, here you go.
Thanks for watching.